School Nijol Call publication for Redondo Beach Unified School District. In an article entitled School Safety is a Daily Pursuit, Superintendent Dr. Stephen Keller says, if you read School Nijol Call regularly, then you have likely read the details of our relentless pursuit of school safety. The short version highlights state-of-the-art technology and cameras, extensive and robust fencing, narrowed school access points, school check-in systems, door safety latches, safety plans for varied emergencies, trauma kits in every classroom, and teachers who have been trained how to use those kits, and of course, run, hide, and fight training for all staff provided by the Redondo Beach Police Department. Related and as important, we address the bigger issue of serving each and every student's social emotional needs, as this also minimizes the chance the same student will potentially harm others. As you can see, there are several layers to school safety involving various staff members, community organizations, and RBPD. Prior to the March 14 national walkout to honor the 17 lives that were lost in Parkland, Florida school shooting, I received several emails and phone calls from students asking, why isn't Redondo Beach Unified School District sending information home about the walkout? Simply stated, this was not a district event. It's not appropriate for Redondo Beach Unified School District or any employee to endorse or promote a student walkout. Of course, we encourage parents and students to write to their elected officials in Sacramento and Washington, D.C. to share their opinions regarding gun violence. We also noted there was a walk-in protest event on March 24. The parents I spoke with, for the most part, understood this. Some still did not. They wanted all students to walk out. Of course, these protests regarding gun violence are important on so many levels. The First Amendment is certainly something I hold dear, and as a school district, we of course honor this right. But I want to clearly state, the safety of your child on and near campus is a daily effort. The marches will come and go. They certainly have symbolic meaning. What's important for me, and hopefully for you, is that each and every day you drop off your child at one of our schools, you feel the school is indeed a safe space for him or her. RBUSD, in conjunction with RBPD, is constantly looking at new processes, technologies, and personnel roles to better address a worst-case scenario. As yet another example, we will pilot a new crisis technology tool in the next few months. It's an elaborate but potentially effective tool in the event of a crisis. You will hear more about this should the pilot realize success. When I began my career as a teacher in 1986, never did I imagine professional development for teachers and staff would be as much about school safety as it would be for teaching and learning. This is today's reality. And, like our great teachers, who are always attending professional development activities to hone their craft in alignment with the latest and best research, we are doing the same with school safety. RBUSD stands ready to combat this topic with diligence and agility. It is a daily effort by many people. Thank you for entrusting us with your precious child. We take our jobs very seriously. Thus ends the article. We at School News Roll Calls urge you to read our publication in its entirety to see what's happening across your school district.